You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn will be calling us momentarily here. He's at the Pat Narduzzi press conference. This Pitt, man, they got to get things rolling here. After losing at home and blowing a 17-0 lead to Louisville, they have Boston College coming up. We'll have a pregame show, and our coverage begins at 9 o'clock a.m. on Saturday morning from Acrisure Stadium. But they got to do – I'm just curious what he's saying today about Eli Holstein. He's got to go back to him just because he's the starter, but – I do think this Gonzalez kid is somebody who Cade Bell really likes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He brought him in to be basically his guy as the backup from his former program. And, you know, man, you really thought Holstein could take that step after what you saw in the first seven games last year. Now it's just, how far is this thing going to go? Can he pick it back up? Like, he's not the reason why they can win games at the moment right now.
Well, he still has the talent to do it. He's just got to stay away from the mistakes that have happened here and, you know, the reasons why they ended up moving on from him in that game last week. I think you had to do it, given how things were going. But that does not mean you stay away from him. You come right back to him if you can and get that thing figured out. So we'll find out what Pat Narduzzi said, because Jeff Hathorn, now sports director here at 93.7 The Fan, joins us live on the hotline. Jeff, what was the takeaway today from Pat Narduzzi?
Well, a lot of people wondered, because Pat, while listing Eli Holstein as the number one quarterback, said he was going to kind of see how the week played out. He told us that Eli will start against Boston College at noon. And then he was asked the kind of the follow-up about how long of a leash he's going to have. And he just said a normal one. So from what Pat said, would look to have Eli. And Eli probably, you know, gets the opportunity to, you know, do as much as he can in this game before they would think about options.
I hate to use must wins as we just get into October, but how big of a game is this for Pitt?
Huge. Huge. Yeah, it's only the second ACC game, but then you go to Florida State next week, and the schedule, you know, maybe Syracuse is a little easier than what we saw against Clemson because of quarterback injury, but, you know, it's just going to get tougher. And, you know, in November you've got, you know, Notre Dame and Miami on the schedule. So, I mean, this team has hopes of doing something better than where it sits right now, and this is a game you have to have.
No question about it. I think, you know, after losing last week, Penn State's in the same kind of boat in a bigger picture way, a bigger potential stage way, when they have back-to-backs coming up later with your alma mater, Ohio State and Indiana. Do you think Penn State can get there if they lose one of those two games? Let's say it's a loss against Ohio State, but a win against Indiana.
Yeah, I do. Or let's say they find a way to win in Columbus. I mean, what a huge resume win that would be. So, yeah, I do. I still think it's out there in front of them. I mean, just look at Ohio State last year. They lose to Michigan. It looks like they're done.
Yeah.
And, you know, they find it, you know, with that time between that last game and the playoffs. And listen, I still think Penn State has as good a talent as anybody. It's just, can they get that offense on track? And, you know, the thing I see in kind of watching some of that back is, I think they need to be more aggressive. I think they're very aggressive defensively. They need to have that type of mentality offensively, because it seems like at times they're playing not to make a mistake. Well, when you have a quarterback with that kind of experience, you should just go and attack. Like, give him a chance to go win you the game, as opposed to, well, just don't lose it and let's see if we can win it at the end, which to my eyes, that's what I seem to see with Penn State, Oregon.
Jeff, I think you're entirely right. They had 109 total yards of offense through the first three quarters. They looked timid, somewhat scared, and unprepared offensively to basically throw the ball downfield. It was run the ball, and, holes aren't really opening up, and then they didn't take any shots downfield.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, you still want to win the game, and you don't want to make a mistake. But you know what? I would understand if you had a sophomore quarterback or even a first-year quarterback in your system, but you don't. Like, this is your advantage. You've got a guy that's been with you that you know the strengths and weaknesses. Like, let him go. And if he fails, then at least you can say, you know what, we went down with this quarterback. But to not really give him a chance, and I know Oregon's playing a little different defensively at the end, but to watch them move down the field when they had to have urgency tells you it's there. I just wonder if that urgency is being promoted by the coaches early in games.
Yeah, you can't play that way. I didn't like how they came out of that game starting, and you fell behind, which required big work to get back into it. But you're right. If they go through this schedule, now they can't afford another loss along the way because of this, I think. But we'll see, other than those two teams, we'll see how that goes. I want to switch over to the Steelers because you're over there all the time, Jeff. And I know this week was one of those. Normally they practice on Wednesday, maybe a little bit Thursday. This wasn't the case this week. I don't know if Mike Tomlin just says, good work, we're 3-1. Who would have thought 3-1 with Aaron Rodgers still healthy versus Ravens 1-3 with Lamar Jackson hurt, and Cleveland moving on to Dylan Gabriel, and Cincinnati moving on to Jake Browning. I don't think people thought this after the quarter of the season.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's why you play them, right? And you can sit back and look and say, okay, this is a win, this is a loss. I mean, I would have looked at a week from, or 2 weeks from Thursday as a loss. You're going to Cincinnati facing Joe Burrow. Now, I look at it differently. I mean, Cleveland is kind of Cleveland. But I think the Steelers are where they needed to be. They had to be 3-1. They couldn't be 2-2. 4-0 would have been great. I would have thought the loss would have been the Vikings, but however it played out, it played out. And I think they're hopefully what's different is that they're 3-1 without playing their best football. I think we've been fooled for a couple of years with early starts, even for longer periods of time than what we've seen this year. and thought that this team was better than it was because it was playing its best football. They're 3-1, and with the exception of getting some turnovers in the last couple of games, I mean, I don't know that anywhere that they're playing their best. Like, there's still a lot in front of this team. I'm not ready to say they're a Super Bowl contender, but, I mean, the fact that they are where they are, and I think Aaron's been, if you had told me Aaron would be this after 4 weeks when he signed, I would have absolutely signed up for that.
I agree. Do you think the Steelers are now the team to beat in the AFC North?
And let me add a caveat onto that as well, Jeff, because reports out of Baltimore indicating that Lamar Jackson did not practice again today and that Kyle Hamilton didn't practice again today with
a
groin injury.
They're falling apart.
Yeah, their injuries. I mean, you went in with their defense, that they've got a secondary that's legendary, and they've just had all kinds of struggles. Now they've faced some really good teams. I mean, and they've lost some really tight games to some really good teams. But if Lamar misses significant time, obviously that changes the dynamic here. But I still think Baltimore's the favorite because I think they've got the most talent if they can get healthy. Because again, they played the really tough part of their schedule up front. And I just think that they've got so many options. And Lamar, when healthy, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, but that team seems to just fritter away leads late in the games, and those are things with tiebreakers involved that you're really going to – loss to Buffalo is going to hurt them one way or the other.
But, I mean, look at who they've lost to again.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that Buffalo game was a crazy comeback. Detroit, I mean, I still think they're a really good football team. Now, maybe this is what we'll find out. How good of a coach is Harbaugh? Like, how can he work through – all the injuries and everything and the expectations, because that's one thing you would notice about Baltimore that looked different is Lamar just seemed more frustrated than ever. Like when things were going wrong, the helmet was thrown, like you could almost feel the tension that's on their backs with the expectations of this year. Maybe the injuries give them a chance to, you know, even in their mind, just play underdog, but it does seem to be wearing on them. And I can only imagine, you know, what shows like ours are talking about down there right now.
Oh, there's no question that's happening. And in Cincinnati, who knows what they're talking about. But today, Zach Taylor came out and said he feels no need to get another quarterback. He's sticking with Jake Browning, which I think, you know, I'm sorry. There are guys out there. But their defense, maybe he knows their defense is a bigger problem than their offense. So no matter who's a quarterback right now, it's not going to make a difference.
It's interesting, Bob, and I've said this on the air. We were in New England driving to the game, and I was listening to Boomer, and Boomer was talking about how great Jake Browning is, how they love him. He fits that system. They can win double-digit games if Jake Browning plays the rest of the year. This was Boomer talking. We've seen him play well against the Steelers. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't know who else you're going to find that's going to be much better, given the fact that, I mean, you think Aaron Rodgers is under pressure. In Cincinnati, it's like a fire drill. And then at least the Steelers have something defensively. I mean, the Bengals don't – it's not like they could just say, okay, defense, you know, keep us in some games so our quarterback can win us a game. It's just not like that in Cincinnati right now.
Jeff, one more thing before I let you go here, and that would be hockey-related because we're embarking on the start of the regular season. And this team, it's interesting to me. When Dan Muse, you know, he was hired because of his ability to – develop younger people, but he has also a bunch of guys who are going to be Hall of Famers on his team who are still here after all these years. How does this sort of hybrid mix work for them right now? And, you know, they're still talking about trying to get to a playoff spot, which probably most people wouldn't agree with, but they have enough upper end talent. If things get hot and they get good goaltending, how do you think the roster will look when they take the ice in Madison Square Garden?
It might be the most difficult needle to thread in all of sports is being competitive while you're rebuilding, while keeping legendary players happy, yet working in younger guys. I mean, it's not impossible, but it nearly is what they're trying to accomplish. I mean, I think they want to say they're rebuilding, but because they've got some of these other pieces, they can't fully say that. In my opinion, Bob, they just need to embrace the suck and, like, just sell off their assets. But if you're looking to sell a team and gate revenue means more in the NHL than any of the other four sports in North America, you're not going to do that because you're going to hurt your own asking price. So I don't see them doing that. And what you hope is some of these younger guys that Dan Muse's style will fit. They'll play more responsible. They'll do some of the little things that we've seen slip at times with Penguin teams. I think they have a couple of good young players, but we're also, you know, I don't know what Malkin's going to be. You kind of expect something from Sid. Like, you still have the issues with Carlson and Graves defensively, and they're not giving you Carlson's not giving the offense you're expecting. I mean, and then we haven't even talked about the goalies. I look at it, if Tristan Jarry could have a hot start and they could trade him and start playing some of the young guys to get him some work, yes, I think that's the ideal scenario.
I agree with that. They have Ryan Graves making a whole bunch of money, and there's some young guys pushing to get on, like Owen Pickering and also Harrison Brunicki. Those are guys who should probably play right now, but with all these other people, they brought in Matt Dumba, they brought in Colin Clifford, they have, you know, what they have with Carlson and Letang. Where do these people play? That's not even talking about Ryan Shea and St. Ivan. He's out for 6 weeks now.
And, Bob, I will say this. Muse has said, and Dubas has said, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the league that they're taking the best players.
Even with a price tag like that,
days,
though.
I mean, in the next couple of days, we're going to find out if that's true.
Yeah, because Graves is up there at over $5 million a year, I believe it is. Jari's the same boat. He has to play for the reasons you just suggested, so that if they're going to ever trade him, he needs to get off to a fast start, and someone might believe in him. Jeff, as always, thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Lemitz.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, that's Jeff Hathorn, who was just at the Pat Narduzzi press conference, and Eli Holstein will start against Boston College. I didn't really expect anything other than that, but it's on him now. The leash may be shorter.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, instead of the long leash, it's now the short leash that you probably just don't want to have that much separation. You're really keeping it close to the vest because, look, he's turned the ball over. They haven't been able to connect on a lot of shots. And with Dez Reed banged up this year,
yeah,
the offense doesn't have an identity. Like, the identity of the offense should be on Eli Holstein. And because right. of, and with Dez Reed obviously helping that, Holstein has not been able to show that he can take that jump. He hasn't. I mean, he should have played significantly better against West Virginia to put the nail in the coffin, and they just didn't do it.
Yeah, that game. Now, looking back at West Virginia's season, you wonder how in the world did Pitt not go down there and win that game. But they lost, and that's why they're in the situation they are in. The 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Getting a hold of this stuff here. Isn't it?
Right, you're doing great.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.